Hello and welcome to the Produce Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Nickel. I'm delighted to welcome as our guest today, Alicia Lewis, a produce manager from Harps Food Stores, who was recognized this year by the International Fresh Produce Association as one of the best in the business. We also have her produce merchandiser, Mike Harrington, and Vice President of Produce Operations, Mike Roberts. Alicia, Mike, and Mike, thank you all so much for joining me today, and welcome to the podcast.
Alicia, Ashley, just let me, I got two A's there. So let me just start by thanking you for helping us celebrate Alicia's accomplishment. As you know, produce managers are very important to me, and I think very important to our industry. So to be able to celebrate this and to really shout about not only Alicia, but produce managers in general, just really, really fun time for me. And thank you for helping promote produce managers in the industry.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. It's my pleasure, and I've learned from folks like yourself as I've been coming up in the business, and I'm very, very, very grateful for that education. And I'll say first names and last names here, which sounds silly, but that way, you know, our listeners will know who's talking. So, Mike Harrington, tell me a little bit about what went into to nominating Alicia for the award this year.
Well, overall, she has been great as far as accepting anything that comes her way, you know, and answering the question in a formal answer, I guess you would say, I mean, she continually goes above and beyond what's asked of her. Even if the end result isn't exactly what she is striving for, the overall effort and willingness to get outside of her comfort zone is always there. You know, she is basically, I would say, if I was going to build a store from the ground up, she would be my first selection in all aspects. To getting that off the ground and succeeding it. So, you know, her, you know, I don't question her work ethic. I don't question any of those other, she has those intangibles that you can't teach. She just has. And it's a great luxury to have as a district supervisor, knowing that you can trust one out of 20 or 21 stores that you're not necessarily having to worry about as far as the intangibles or things getting done.
That is huge. And Alicia, when do you remember the moment that you first thought, I can make a career out of this produce thing?
I think whenever I became a produce manager and I really started looking at the numbers and focusing on that. And I actually started hitting my numbers and I was very excited about it. I thought, well, I think I can do this the rest of my life.
That is awesome. What was it about... What was it about the numbers that kind of engaged you and made you interested?
It's the challenge every day.
Very neat. And what helped you sort of learn and grow into that being so, have you always been a numbers person or what helped you kind of understand that part of the job?
I have not. Actually, Mike Harrington, he came in and he went over movement with me quite a bit. And whenever I learned that, that's whenever I started doing well with it.
Super. And Mike Roberts, I know, as you mentioned at the top, you're a big advocate and have always been for produce managers. How do you kind of approach sort of keeping track of folks and putting them up for opportunities to continue to learn and grow within that role?
You know, I mean, we have a lot of stores and we have a lot of produce managers, you know, I mean, 145 as of today. And so to keep track of everybody is challenging. I rely on our supervisors, our produce supervisors to let me know who the next up and comers are, who's the brightest star in your bunch, you know, and what can we do to make them better? You know, and the other thing that I've tasked, you know, we've got 8 produce supervisors, and like Mike, you know, we've been together for a very long time, and most of us 20 plus years. And so one thing that I've always tasked them with is who's going to replace you? Because I have to think about who's going to replace me, right? And so I'm training that person too. And so usually, you know, the ones that end up winning awards like this or participating in educational programs are the people that we see as the next generation, the ones that will fill in where when we get to retire one day, right? So there's a lot that goes into it. And of course, I like to go out into the stores and visit as much as I can. I wish it was more, you know, but sometimes I get stuck here a little bit. But you can see talent, and Alicia is a prime example of that. She excels. I mean, pretty sure that both of those just came back from training another store this morning on a new ordering system. And so, Alicia not only has the intangibles that Mike talks about, but also has the ability to teach. And that's really, that's important, because sometimes you can do it, but can you teach it? And that's an important aspect of our jobs, because we have to continually teach people how to display, how to make profit, how to, how to make departments look good. It's like, I'm still kind of the old school. My love of this industry was it was almost romantic, right? I wanted to make it look good. I almost didn't care about profits until they told me they were going to fire me. So, so at that point, numbers are important. So.
Wonderful. Well, and on that training piece, Alicia, I know the role of a produce manager encompasses so many different things, from the artistic part of it that Mike just alluded to the numbers part of it and the customer service, and then the leadership and the people management aspect. How do you sort of how do you prioritize the teaching and the training part of it amid the day-to-day tasks?
I definitely have to schedule time, make sure that I have a goal every day and what I'm wanting to train on during that week. I will just schedule that all through the week.
Gotcha. And was that something that you just sort of learned that worked best for you over time? Or was that, did you have somebody who mentored you in that respect? And like, here's how you make the time, right?
I definitely learned it as time went on, because I would get overwhelmed with it at first. But I just learned that as long as I schedule it in, figure out what kind of plan I need to follow through with that day, that's what I do.
Gotcha. And Mike Harrington is, as Mike Roberts talked about a moment ago, you guys just being at another location, training some other folks. When did you start using Alicia to help folks outside of her own store?
I don't know exact date, but it's been a few years, because the biggest thing with her is her consistency of her presentation in her department. And knowing that, if you're really good at one store, you can always carry that over to multiple stores. And I think that's with us being on the team that we are, we've shown the ability to not only make one store good, but to make multiple stores. And when you see that, it's an opportunity to not only show maybe younger produce managers or maybe struggling produce managers that this can be done in an environment, regardless of the town you're in, the situation, the clientele. There's no substitute for a good looking produce department. And you can do that on any type of budget going forward. And really, it's also it's kind of a double whammy there, because she not only got to teach people, she got to learn also, just as I was really fortunate enough to work alongside Mike Roberts for a long time, I learned what was expected from obviously my boss. And then when you go in, your trust in those aspects of going out, not necessarily with them, but maybe I know I can trust her to go out to the store, and she knows what is expected from our aspect to get the job done. I don't know the exact date, but she has been a awesome person to work with, alongside, to teach. And sometimes you learn some because they're on the ground floor where I'm not in the departments all the time. But, so you see things even with, obviously the modernization of the industry and stuff, because we're not where we were 10 years ago. We're not even where we were 5 years ago. It does progress. And you see them from their day-to-day operations to make things work, make things fit. And sometimes it just, kind of teaching an old dog new tricks, I guess you'd say. But she is always taking the challenge. Even if she's never done it before, she takes it with all seriousness, and she goes with it. And she learns it, and she learns it to the fullest. And then she also knows that she is not going to only just learn it; she is going to excel at it. And that's something you need in today's industry, obviously, when you're leading people as a leadership.
And actually, I don't know if I just want to throw this in there. A big mentor of Alicia's was a produce manager who is a legend in my book, and that is a guy named Ed Gooch. And we purposely put Alicia with Ed Gooch to make sure that she got the best training that she could. And, you know, Ed retired on me a few years back, but we lured him back, and now he's kind of working for me part time a little bit. But he was a big, big influence in Alicia's career, and not a better produce manager in the country, if you ask me. And I'm just glad to have you part time today. So.
Well, and Alicia, what's that been like for you to sort of be able to contribute not only obviously to your own store, but across, you know, different stores within the company as well?
It's been definitely rewarding going into other stores and being able to teach them everything that I've been taught, and to help them understand where they may be frustrated, because, you know, our business is not easy. So there's many times where I was frustrated, and so I just try to go in and teach them the best that I can.
What have been some of the obviously this recognition by IFPA this year, being part of the 2024 Step Up class? Those are some big milestones, I would imagine, for you professionally. What are some other, you know, milestones or turning points that come to mind for you when you think back on your produce career?
I think, like what I said earlier, whenever I started hitting my numbers, that was a huge milestone for me, because I felt like I couldn't do it. And the first year that I did, I was like, this is a great feeling, you know?
What do you think happened? What went into kind of being able to flip that switch the first time it happened?
I think just being able to use the tools that I was given. I understood the movement tools, and just watching our customers come in every day, watching what they're buying, and talking with them too.
And Mike Roberts, I want to ask you too, what have you seen to be the biggest value of having, you know, sort of your best in class produce managers be able to contribute beyond their own stores? Because that's something I think, you know, folks elsewhere in the supply chain, I know they understand the value of produce managers to their individual stores, but I don't know that everybody totally grasps, you know, that their role in training others across the organization and in feedback, you know, up to you guys for buying decisions and those sorts of things.
It's invaluable. I mean, at the end of the day, I can get up and speak in front of 20 or all of our produce managers, and you know, that's useful. You know, the Zoom call is useful. There's nothing that can replace one-on-one interaction. And so when you take a very talented produce manager who can teach the ins and outs and speak the language, you know, because, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, if you talk to an IT guy, an engineer, we don't speak the same language, right? So when you have a produce manager who can speak to another produce manager's everyday frustrations and the parts of the job that they just don't get, and you're able to do that one-on-one, and at the same time, take care of their own store, you know, because they've trained their crew so well that they don't have to be there all the time. And so there's nothing more valuable to me at all than to have somebody who you can send out there. And Alicia's probably one of the best at that. You know, I mean, we've acquired a lot of stores over the last few years, and a lot of them are around her area. And I know there's at least one or two of them that I know she has really, you know, and I ain't trying to take away from Mike Haynes. Those are his stores too, but she's been a very big, big part of that and helped train those managers that are now successful. And there's nothing more rewarding than that. You know, for me, there's nothing more rewarding than seeing somebody get it, seeing somebody put it all together. And then to see somebody do that for somebody else, I mean, that's the stuff that just makes, you know, it gives me chill bumps, you know, because I just dig it, you know.
Well, and on that teaching and training part of it, Alicia, you mentioned you remember when, you know, when those numbers started looking like they were supposed to look. And Mike mentioning that, you know, you train your team so well that now you can go somewhere for a day and you come back and it still looks like it is supposed to look. How much time do you think it took you to kind of get to that place where you were comfortable and you knew I can go somewhere else and I can come back and it's not going to be a disaster when I return, right?
I mean, probably about 6 months. You know, you go out and then you come back and then there's certain little things. But I mean, that goes back to retraining your crew. And it's, you always look back at yourself and figure out, what can I do better before I leave? Do I need to leave a list? Do I need to prep the day before? whatever it is. So that's what I started doing.
What would be a few things, Alicia, that you have learned on the leadership and the people management side over the years that you wish that either you had known to start with or gotten faster?
Being patient. looking back at myself to see what I can do better to teach them better. So I guess self-reflect. I think that's...
And that makes sense. That makes sense. And
patience is a good one because I think I still struggle with that.
Every day.
Oh, man. And Mike Harrington, what are you most excited for Alicia to be able to see and do at the IFPA big show this October at the trade show?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to see how big the industry really is. You know, we're kind of a small, I mean, it's not a small town, but it's probably a decent sized town. And then, you know, we're fortunate to be able to go out to big food shows and see other places. But I think the biggest thing is just knowing how big the industry is and how many opportunities there are out there to make you better at your, you know, at your job, opportunities for sales increases. And just really there's the general public to me doesn't necessarily know how big industries really are. They only see the surface. Cause a lot of people think when you look at a grocery store, that's as far as you go in the grocery industry, right? They forget about all the things that make that thing work. So I think the biggest thing with her is to be excited there, obviously to be up for the award. And just, you know, being around the gist of the industry and the exposure that she'll get and the exposure that she'll take. So
somehow we're already to almost the halfway point here of 2024. Alicia, as you think back over the last 12 months or so, what have been some of your favorite recent accomplishments? That could be displays, that could be team or team member things, anything that comes to mind.
Well, I would definitely say winning the award for IFPA. That's a huge accomplishment. Not only, I mean, I've won awards for our company before, but this is a national award. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Makes sense. Absolutely. And I also wanted to ask you because I think I remember reading because I'm also doing some webinars with IFPA this year featuring, you know, roundtables of the produce managers. And so I was reading through, you know, the nominations of the winners. And I think one of the things I remember from yours was I can't remember which Mike, but called you, you know, not just a store leader, but a company leader. Mm-hmm. And so for you, as you kind of think about your career longer term, what are some of the things that you want to continue to learn and ways you want to continue to grow?
I think just like going out to other stores, going to the food shows, learning obviously from, you know, my supervisor and just learning as much as I can so I can give that back to our company.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the numbers too earlier. What are some of kind of the key figures that you look for to indicate that the department is where you want it to be?
Definitely our shrink report and making sure that, you know, we're not over ordering whenever I'm gone or just looking at the key items that are selling, our top 20 list.
And Alicia, remind me, when did you start in the produce manager role?
2016,
I believe.
So you, I'm thinking, I'll just ask you the question rather than guessing. It sounds like you've probably been through this transition to a lot more of the computer assisted ordering or that kind of thing. Is that right?
Yes.
What's that been like for you to navigate that, you know, obviously in your role as a produce manager, but then as these guys have mentioned, teaching it to everybody else too?
Teaching them the ordering system.
Mm-hmm. Or even balancing maybe instincts on what you're ordering versus what the computer says and that sort of dynamic.
Definitely just looking at your movement tool and seeing what's going through the register when placing an order.
And Mike, what are a few things that that you have seen Alicia bring Mike Harrington, gotta specify, to some of these projects beyond her store, whether that's, you know, remerchandising stores or training or in any of those?
Well, I think the biggest thing is her quickness to learn and her understanding of detail. You know, when you're explaining things to her, she takes everything that we, you know, whether I know it and I'm teaching it to her, you can definitely tell her, you know, her antennas are up. She is involved. She is engaged and she's invested. And those are things you need from people that you're teaching. And she asks tons of questions instead of just assuming that I think she knows it. She doesn't, you know, because at the end of the day, teaching something is, you know, you got to know that all of the boxes are covered there. And it's been just a great pleasure. Even though she doesn't have this particular ordering system at her store, she is teaching other stores how to do this. But you know, her understanding of that, and it's always been through her career as far as when she started going out to other stores and training. She's retained that information. She's never, you know, it's not like she's going out and just doing her own thing. She has retained everything that she has learned from me, from Mike Roberts, from Ed Gooch. And she is, you know, empathetic to those managers in order to help teach them. Because once you're empathetic, you know that you've been in that spot more than likely. So it's a teaching moment that you at least can talk the same language because you walked in their shoes somewhat in that particular, you know, and just having the knowledge and wisdom to teach them through that. Same thing with this ordering system. It's been, you know, I knew automatically when I knew that we were going to have to teach this or I was going to have to, you know, go to this ordering system, her and Ed were the first two that came to my mind. I said, I know you're not going to get it, but we're going to learn it. And I said, it's just going to make you stronger when it does get to your store. So I said, because I said, that's, you know, we have to know what we're doing. And being the, you know, the strongest overall produce manager in my district, you know, people look to you not only as just a fellow produce associate, but just, you know, like it was said before, a company leader. You know, she gets a lot of calls even before I get the call sometimes. I think, but just because of her experience on the floor, and when you're, you know, you're in that environment, you probably understand a little quicker because you're constantly on the floor than maybe somebody that's been, you know, I'm in stores, but I'm not there for 8 hours straight or 40 hours a week. And I don't, sometimes there are things I don't see. So that experience that she has is invaluable. And at the end of the day, it just makes our team that much stronger. So.
And how did, I guess, Alicia or Mike, you could take this, how did those connections happen for folks to kind of know, okay, Alicia's my go-to person that I know I can get a hold of quickly and she'll instantly know what I'm talking about and be able to help me?
Well, I think it's a combination of several things. I will say this, you know, even, you know, with our overall produce team, you know, the office team that I work with Mike, yes, we have our differences, just like any team that you see out there, sports team, financial team, whatever. We all speak, you know, speak the same language, but we're all heading towards the same goal. And I think that you may not intentionally mean it, but it shows in your actions of working as a team is better than individuals. Because I think if you're working towards the common goal as a team, I've been in sports all my life, and Mike knows there's probably a sports analogy coming somewhere down the line. I think the biggest thing is when we go in, like some of the newer managers, when we had these acquisitions, Alicia was involved heavily in the merchandising and the teaching because, you know, I can only be at one place at one time. And sometimes when we had a lot of acquisitions at once, I you know, I had to move on to the other ones, but I knew I could trust them in that role. And I think, once they understand what the culture that Harps is about and understanding that this is a team where you are not put on an island, there is help available, but you have to, you know, pick up the phone. It's like, yeah, but I will help you in any aspect. And I think that, you know, being comfortable in her shoes and her career has obviously helped her teach others that it's not foreign. She's seen it and she's done it. And she's passing on, you know, knowledge and wisdom. Because I've always said knowledge is not meant to be kept down. It's meant to be passed on. You know, and a lot of us, I'm sure Mike, you know, we should agree, probably will agree, but, you know, you can win all kinds of individual awards. But the most satisfying thing we look at as far as produce managers, how many future leaders do you develop? You know, I mean, you know, even in the sports world, I will say this, individual awards are great, but the greatest players, it's like in any sport, are always like, how did you make your team better? How did you bring up your teammates? Because individuals, I mean, You may be the best scorer, but you're on a losing team. But you may not be the leading scorer, but you help your team overall. And I think that's where, you know, her strengths are as far as building a team top atmosphere. And I could just see it early on, because once you saw her get those aha moments, you know, it really excited her. And she was really more and more invested. And, you know, once you get a taste of that, any aha moment, it's kind of like an addiction. You just want more of it. So, and I think that's where she has taken that ball and just like, I want it. I want it in my court. I want it right here. This is where we're going to go, and I'm going to continue to progress. So you can't deny anybody like that. You want that. And when you see it, you got to let it go. You got to let it go and let it grow.
Let it go.
And Alicia, as you've taken on more of this role of being able to, you know, obviously have everything rolling well at your own store and then be helping other stores as well, has it been easy to balance that, or kind of what's that evolution been like for you?
I mean, it's not been easy for sure, but it's definitely a challenge. You know, it's kind of the same equation as, you know, home, work-life balance. It's the same thing. My favorite thing to do is make a list and mark off every item on that list and then go on to the next thing. So that's what keeps me in line.
I love it. And then to Mike's point about, you know, finding your eventual replacement, right? Well, what's it been? What do you look for when, you know, you've got your team and you're thinking about, okay, who's going to be receptive that I can pour into and kind of, you know, really go the extra mile with them because they want that? What how do you identify those people?
First, someone that's invested, that cares, and someone that's excited about their job. That, I mean, you can't force someone to learn the produce business. You can't be here for a paycheck. You have to want to learn all the produce, you know, everything about it. So that's what I look for.
And then what are some of the things that you're most excited for the balance of the year, Alicia?
I'm excited to, it's summertime, so it's our favorite time of the season. So I'm very excited right now selling all, you know, we have Arkansas tomatoes right now, watermelons. I mean, it's just prime time for us right now. So I'm excited to get through this and kind of see how much money we can make in our department. And that's about it.
I love it. So I've talked many times over the years with Mike about display contests. What's the display contest on the horizon for you guys right now?
Me individually or my store?
Yeah. Or anything across the board.
I'm ready for the 4th of July display.
Gotcha. You guys do anything?
Contest, we have two contests right now. We have a blueberry and a cherry contest coming up, I think.
And they're growing to contest.
Yeah.
That's very neat. And what have you found? I'll ask you one just on the contest, because we always got to talk about display contests, Mike. You know this from talking with me over the years. I love a good display contest. What have you found? Because it's an old school thing, right? Do you find that to be something that's engaging for your team and something that adds value there?
Who's the question for? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. That was for Alicia.
Okay. Just getting them excited about the display and focusing on pretty much how beautiful we can make the display.
Is that something, because I've heard from folks here and there over the years that can be something, kind of a way to invite folks in to exercise their creativity a little bit. Have you seen that?
Yes. And not only just in my department, but other departments too. You know, bakery, deli will want to jump in, meat department, grocery. So it's more of a store team effort too.
And how have you sort of approached that in terms of getting other departments involved when you guys have a big event like that? Is that something that happens with you there in the store, or would that be like Mike Harrington or Mike Roberts?
I mean, I know for our company that there's money that's given away. So everybody loves money. So that's an incentive.
That makes sense. Awesome. Well, and Mike Roberts, I'll ask you one more. Obviously, I've been doing these interviews for a few years now with the IFPA, you know, Retail Produce Manager Award Program honorees. And I see Harps have somebody in here just about every year. And so why do you think that is, Mike?
Well, I mean, you know, the only reason we didn't have one last year is that someone forgot to share the nomination link with the rest of the supervisors in the company. And that guy got some lashes, and it was me. And I was really upset with myself about it. One, we have a lot of qualified individuals and produce managers in our company that qualify for this award every year, for one. And for two, you know, I mean, anything I can do to promote produce managers, you know, is something that I do. And Alicia's heard me say this, and produce managers wouldn't get me up out of bed in the morning. And you've heard me say that too. And that sounds like a line. It sounds like a political stump speech, but I'm not running for office. I got the job, you know, so it's real stuff, you know? And so, you know, I mean, I don't know if you noticed this year too, but like at the Southeast Produce Council, I got to pick the theme this year as chairman. And so we did Unseen Heroes, and that's the first 3 feet and the last 3 feet. And I think it's something that's very important. And the produce managers are the last 3 feet. They are the lifeblood of everything that we do. And I've heard several mentors of mine say it, you know, you can have all the best plans in the world, but if it doesn't happen at store level, it doesn't happen. So we don't survive without produce managers. And so anything we can do to promote them, celebrate them, you know, it's something I want to be involved in. And so we go through it's pretty really a special award for Alicia, because I mean, we have 8 districts and we have 8 supervisors, and every year, every supervisor, you know, at least puts in or nominates one produce manager. So not only did she win, you know, winning nationally is pretty tough. Winning internally, that's a pretty big deal, you know, because she went up against some really, really good produce managers who a couple of them were probably mad. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, that just makes them better. So, you know, maybe next year we'll see. So, but you know, yeah, so we want to have somebody involved in it every year. And I think that we will continue to have people get celebrated just for the simple fact we have a lot of talented produce managers at Harps. And they do a hard job every day. And there's a bunch of good ones. You know, do we have a few that are elite? We do. But we've got a lot of good people out there, and they work really, really hard. So anything I can do to help celebrate them, I mean, I want to do it every day.
Wonderful. Well, I'll finish this up with my standing last question, which is anything that I should be asking that I'm not, or any topic that you all wanted to make sure that we hit on that we haven't hit yet that you want to add before we wrap up?
Y'all go ahead, but I got one thing I got to say before we get off.
Mike Harrington, you look contemplative. Did you have something?
I was waiting for Mike Roberts to say. He said he's going to say
anything before you talk. I'll go last.
You want the last thing to say? Or, so, no, it's an absolute honor as a supervisor that one of your, you know, associates and one of your managers has been put up and winning this award. It's a great reflection on the teamwork and the hard work that she's put in to see that's appreciated. So. It's like celebrating a win as a team, you know, but, you know, I've coached for years and it's awesome to win as a coach, but it's even better to watch the players that are actually on the field of play winning and seeing their efforts go towards something and being rewarded. That's an awesome feeling to see.
So I'll add one last thing, Ashley. Unless you got anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
You're good. So and I don't want to talk too much about the Step Up group, but we were, you know, the Alicia's Step Up class was we were all on a trip last week in North Carolina and Virginia. You know, really great trip. We went all over the place, but it's a really cool class. They're really great. There's 12 of them, and they all get along really well. I mean, you got people, I mean, lots of different companies and retailers, or it's just all retailers from across the country just about. And so they were all very, very excited about Alicia's podcast today. And so I think you got 12 new listeners. And they whenever you release this, they all downloaded the app. And so they all were ready to listen to it. And so I just want to kind of give her class a shout out. And, you know, we had such a great trip last week, and there's a lot of humor that goes on a lot of times, and a lot of bus rides. So I just want to make sure to tell the 2024 class to make sure you eat your asparagus and, you know, just make sure you do that this week. So, you know, when you hear this.
All right, I'll make sure to add that that little inside joke on our LinkedIn teaser that'll go out with the video, Mike. Well, make sure they go download and listen.
There's only about 15 people that'll get it, but it's pretty funny. So.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much again for taking the time. Alicia, congratulations on a huge honor.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to seeing you all at the big show here in October. Get to meet in person. That'll be big fun. And in the meantime, thank you guys one more time. I'll thank our listeners as well. And we'll see everybody again next week on the Produce Retail Podcast.